Let's talk asparagus with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Guntz, who is in the studio with me. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
And asparagus is one of those things that you can cook in a lot of different ways.
It's very adaptable, although I will say that if you've ever been to a friend's garden or grown them yourself or gone to a pick-your-own asparagus farm, which exists all over the country, there's nothing like them when they're so fresh. You can eat them raw. You can steam them. You can roast them. You can grill them. You can stir-fry them. You name a cooking method, and you can do it. But this time of year, we're well into the season now. They are delicious, very thin. Thinly sliced raw or just steamed with a touch of butter and some good salt. And it's just such a seasonal treat.
I learned something about asparagus the other day, which was how long you can keep it. It's not very long after you get it from the market.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. When you get it from the market, and hopefully it's a farmer's market or somewhere where they really are locally sourced, first thing you should do is take a look at the bottom of the asparagus, because you know how sometimes they look really dry and shriveled? That means they're old. It means they've been out of the ground, the moisture's out of them, they're drying up, move on. You want to look for bright green, and you want to look for the ends that don't seem super dried out. And you don't want to wash them until you're using them. This is another thing people do. They bring their produce home and they wash it immediately. Keeping some of that dirt on and some of that grit keeps it fresher longer. Most people feel that they're okay in the refrigerator for a few days, meaning maybe four at the most.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what you've done with asparagus here, starting with this dish that we've got in front of us. And we'll have pictures and recipes at hereandnow.org. This has a fried egg on top of it.
It does. So what I did was I took some seasonal asparagus and I just steamed them until – also, this is the other thing. People overcook asparagus. I like them to have a little bit of bite, what the Italians call al dente with pasta. So you trim the end, you steam it, and then I melted some butter and let it get brown and fried the egg in it and put it right on top of that asparagus, cut into that and let the yolk kind of ooze. And then there's some brown slivered almonds. You could use pistachios or hazelnuts and lemon juice and a little bit of olive oil. And it's kind of like breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Well, I was going to say, is this for breakfast? Is this a breakfast meal?
You tell me.
I think it could be.
I'm wide open, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So that's one take. Very healthy, very simple. The brown butter might put it over a little bit, but it gives it a richness that's so delicious.
Yeah.
Asparagus traditionally are served with hard-boiled chopped eggs, and this was my take on it, an over-easy, quick fried egg.
All right. The next dish you've got here is a risotto with asparagus in it.
So risotto, you use arborio rice. It's a rice that soaks up liquid very evenly and steadily, and I used every part of the asparagus for this. So you trim off the ends. I brought a few in here. I want to show you. You take a whole of an asparagus spear, and if you just snap, the tough end will come off. See here? It's just, people say, well, where do I trim it? It will come off naturally. So I took the tough ends and I put them into a vegetable stock or a chicken stock, along with some of the tough part of a leek, and simmered that up. So my stock gets to have an asparagus flavor. Then I sauteed some leek and garlic. I added the rice. I added some fresh dill and lemon zest.
I love that dill too. Yeah,
yeah, you taste the lemon. It's just all about late spring, early summer flavors that wake you up. Then I added the middle part of the asparagus cooked into the risotto. And I use the delicate spears as a garnish on top. So you've got raw, cooked, and flavored broth. No waste.
What's your favorite of those three?
This time of year, there's nothing like eating a raw asparagus straight out of the ground. It's so tender and delicious. But I love doing all kinds of things. As you can see, I made one more dish.
Yes, and this is a tart. This looks amazing.
This is a tart. So I did not make this puff pastry, though I could have, but I figured most people don't want to quit their day job to make puff pastry. So this is frozen puff pastry that you can find all over. And I rolled it out into a rectangle. I roasted these asparagus first, and then I just whipped up a few eggs with some goat cheese and put them into the pastry, and there you have this beautiful, really puffy, golden brown pastry. The roasting brings out a whole other flavor in the asparagus.
That's delicious, and for a frozen puff pastry, not bad.
Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Yeah, and I didn't take all you have to do is thaw it in the refrigerator. That's the trick with it.
Now, this is asparagus season that we're in right now. How much of the year can you have good fresh asparagus?
Generally, you'll find them through June. It depends what part of the country you live in. In Europe, you'll see white asparagus in the spring and the summer, which are considered a real delicacy. They're generally a lot sweeter than the green asparagus, which people say tastes like a grassy flavor, an earthy flavor. There are also purple asparagus coming onto the market. They're very pretty, but they tend to be expensive, so not quite worth it. But again, I would say the most important thing this time of year is to try to find a farmer who's growing it or a market that sells asparagus that have not been flown across the country.
And I should point out that at some point later today, I am going to be reminded that I did this segment.
Well, possibly.
The thing about asparagus, you're like, oh, yeah, I did have asparagus.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of true. So why don't you tell them what we're talking about?
No, let's just leave it right
there. Let's just say number one.
Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, and we will put the recipes at hereandnow.org. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.